What the Army calls Capability Set 13 is made up of some 600 separate systems, mostly focused on battlefield networking technology. It was developed and put together into a deployable package of technology through the Network Integration Evaluation Process, an exercise the Army now holds twice a year at Fort Bliss in order to determine which new capabilities can fit into operational networks, which ones need more work, and which ones need to be thrown overboard. Two brigade combat teams headed to Iraq from the Army's 10th Mountain Division have just started training on that new assemblage of gear. And Brigadier General Dan Hughes, the director of the Army's Systems of Systems Integration Directorate, says it's a radical departure from how his service has deployed battlefield technology over the last 11 years.
An integrated capability, unlike we've done before, where we put program after program in the field individually. These soldiers in the 10th Mountain Division are training on pieces that are already put together. The commanders of those units, the first two DEFs that we're doing, don't have to worry about integrating systems, because they're integrated before they get them. They get to train on the integrated capability. They get to think about warfighting versus how I put these systems together. It's a real win.
Among the major new capabilities the two brigades will take with them to Afghanistan for the first time are the WIN-T system, which will let commanders operate and communicate on the network while on the move, and the NetWarrior program, which will bring networking down to the level of an individual squad leader. But Major General Gennaro Della Rocco, the commander of Army Test and Evaluation Command, says apart from fielding individual pieces of equipment, the NIE process is teaching the Army how to do more agile, more cost-effective IT acquisition.
We're learning a lot of things of how to do things right and how to do things better in terms of doctrine, leader development, tactics, techniques, procedures, across the board. The beauty of this is we're shaking out these systems stateside, not on the battlefield. And that's saving taxpayers a ton of money, because the logistics lines are very short. They're all within the continental United States. The field service reps are local for the most part. We don't have an ocean halfway around the world to support. And no one's shooting at us with real bullets or IEDs. So we have an environment that is simulating operational realism, but in a much cost-effective manner, to shake out a lot of the integration.
The Army says Capability Set 13 fulfills 11 separate urgent needs expressed by commanders in Afghanistan. At the same time, though, the Army's thinking about the next decade and beyond and how to be flexible enough to respond to contingencies it hasn't yet imagined. Hughes says they're trying to meet current warfighter needs in ways that provide plug-and-play capabilities for future systems.
Each one of the programs has a set of requirements to meet, set of capabilities they provide. And we've done a pretty good job making each of the individual programs flexible. But if you bring them together in an integrated fashion, it allows a commander to use the individual pieces in the way he needs to fight the fight he's in. So the comm on the move capability we're going to provide to the commander in the 10th Mountain Division allows him to spread his force out further to do a different mission than the guy that's sitting in Afghanistan right now. Makes him far more agile and flexible.
That agility and mobility will be especially important over the next couple years in Afghanistan, the Army says. As the U.S. military continues drawing down out of the country, more and more bases and other permanent infrastructure will be removed. Colonel Mark Elliott is the Land War Net Director for the Army staff.
This on-the-move capability that WIN-T Inc. 2 provides allows those commanders to now be more distributed in how they do things. So we're going to pull that infrastructure, that communications infrastructure that's in place right now, it's going to be pulled down. And as you pull it down, those soldiers, those units, those teams, those training teams or whatever what you have out there are still going to need to communicate. It's great to have a capability that they can do that without having to have this infrastructure that's been built up over years in place. And so that's what this WIN-T Inc. 2 Capability Set 13 brings to the commander. That's why they are excited about getting this capability in there, because it is going to enhance their ability to do those things.
Going forward, the Army says it's learned from the NIE process that it has some work to do when it comes to making sure the platforms it builds allow new systems to be plugged in right as technology advances. Hughes says the Army's IT community is working with vehicle designers to make sure that future combat vehicles are ready to have new technology installed.
We're working hand in hand with them and to make sure that works together. So we don't want to run into another scenario where what we're doing right now with the MATVs, I have to do a tremendous amount of touch labor to make sure the network fits in and make sure that everything works inside there. So we're building in the specs up front how to fit these capabilities inside the platforms from get-go. How to make sure the interconnects are there. Make sure that we don't have to rewire everything. Putting appliques on platforms versus building in systems that are inherently interoperable is what we're trying to do. We're trying to change that paradigm.
The Army has run into interoperability challenges not just with physically mounting networking equipment inside vehicles, but making sure pieces of the network itself are interoperable. Jennifer Zabozny, the technical director for the Army's Program Executive Office for Command, Control, and Communications, says the NIE has showed the service it needs to set and rigorously enforce engineering standards on its battlefield network.
Today's network is it works and it's integrated. We could do better from the perspective of making sure that, for example, all radios are running the same routing protocols, or our NetOps applications are working to the same standards so that we don't have to have multiple different boxes out there. We're working very hard on those standards right now. We are putting together a roadmap in terms of integration enhancements like that, so that we can put those out to industry, put those out to other PEOs and say, okay, here's the standard and here's what we're looking for in the next set of radios or in the next set of NetOps applications or whatever. And that will allow us to be able to bring in additional components without some of the pain that we have to go through today to make it all work together.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.